Certainly, at the back of the mind of the bishops when they discussed and chose this theme was the global phenomenon of globalization, including globalization in the service of education all over the world and also in our country. Moreover, education in a country like India is a fundamental factor to the growth of the nation, to the development of the nation, and how it can become relevant in a poor country like India, where still today about 30% of the people are illiterate. Certainly, the church in India, with all its educational institutions, cannot compete with the government. However, the church runs about 20,000 educational institutions all over the country, from primary schools, middle schools, high schools, and university colleges. And over 10 million students are studying in our schools. Having said that, it is important to note that more than 70% of all the students studying in the Catholic educational institutions are non-Catholics. The Catholics account for just below 25% of all these students. This means the Catholic Church is involved in a massive way, offering the service of education not merely to Catholics, but primarily to the non-Catholics in the country.